the Daily Affirmation of Faith. Every component of this affirmation in the original transcript conformed to the many scriptures cited. Here is my affirmation. Today I deliberately choose to submit myself fully to God as He has made Himself known to me through the Holy Scriptures, which I honestly accept as the only inspired, infallible, authoritative standard for all of life and practice. In this day I will not judge God, His work, myself, or others on the basis of feelings or circumstances. In particular, I recognize by faith, 1, that the triune God is worthy of all honor, praise, and worship as the Creator, Sustainer, and End of all things. As my Creator, I confess that God made me for Himself. In this day, I therefore choose to live for Him. 2, that God loved me and chose me in Christ before time began. 3, that God has proven His love to me in sending His Son to die in my place, whereby every provision has already been made for my past, present, and future needs through His representative work, whereby I have been quickened, raised, seated with Christ in the heavenlies, and anointed with the Holy Spirit. That since I have received Christ as my Lord and Savior, I believe God's word that He has received me, forgiven me, adopted me into His family, whereby He has assumed every responsibility for me, given to me eternal, applied Christ's perfect righteousness to me, whereby I am justified, has made me complete in Christ, that He offers Himself to me as my daily sufficiency through prayer and the decisions of faith, and that the Holy Spirit Himself has baptized me into the body of Christ, sealed me, anointed me for life and service, seeks to lead me into a deeper walk with Christ and to fill my life with Himself. I accept these truths as realities in my life today and pray that I will enter into all the fullness of these truths. 5, that only God can deal with sin and only God can produce holiness of life. I confess that in my salvation my part was only to receive Him and that He dealt with my sin and saved me. Now I confess that in order to live a holy life, I can only surrender to His will and receive Him as my sanctification, trusting Him to do that glorious work within whereby I may be enabled to live today in purity, freedom, rest, and power for His glory. In that context, I now choose to cooperate with Him in aggressive obedience to His word. Having confessed that God is worthy of all praise, that the Scriptures are the only authoritative standard, that only God can deal with sin and produce holiness of life, I again recognize my total dependence upon Him and submission to Him. I accept the truth that praying in faith is absolutely necessary for the realization of the will and grace of God in my daily life of sanctification. Recognizing that faith is a total response to God, whereby the daily provisions which the Lord has provided in Himself are appropriated, I therefore make the following decisions of faith. 1. For this day I make the decision of faith to wholly surrender to the authority of God as He has revealed Himself in the Scriptures, to obey Him. I hereby confess my sin, face the sinful reality of my old nature, and deliberately choose to walk in the light, in step with Christ, throughout the hours of this day. 2. For this day I make the decision of faith to wholly surrender to the authority of God as revealed in the Scriptures, to believe Him. I accept only His word as final authority. I now believe that since I have confessed my sin, He has forgiven and cleansed me. I accept His word of promise to be my sufficiency and rest at full value and will conduct myself accordingly. For this day, I make the decision of faith to recognize that God has made every necessary provision so that I may fulfill His will and calling. Therefore, I will not make any excuse for my sin and failure. 4. For this day I make the decision of faith to deliberately receive from God the provision which He has made for me. I hereby renounce all self-effort to live the Christian life and to perform God's service. Renounce all sinful activity which only weeps over sin and failure. Renounce all sinful praying which asks God to change circumstances and people so that I may be more spiritual. Renounce all drawing back from the work of the Holy Spirit within and the call of God without. And renounce all non-biblical motives, goals, and activities which serve my sinful pride. I sincerely receive Christ as my sanctification, particularly now as my cleansing from the fleshly deeds of the old man, and ask the Holy Spirit to apply to me the work Christ accomplished for me on the cross. In cooperation with and dependence upon Him, I obey the command to put off the old man. I sincerely receive Christ as my sanctification, particularly now as my enablement moment by moment to live above sin, and ask the Holy Spirit to apply to me the work of the resurrection so that I may walk in newness of life. I confess that only God can deal with my sin, and only God can produce holiness and the fruit of the Spirit in my life. In cooperation with and dependence upon Him, I obey the command to put on the new man. I sincerely receive Christ as my deliverance from Satan and take my position with Him in the heavenlies, asking the Holy Spirit to apply to me the work of the ascension. In His name, I submit myself to God and stand against all satanic influence and subtlety. In cooperation with and dependence upon God, I obey the command to resist the devil. I sincerely receive the Holy Spirit as my anointing for every aspect of life and service today. I fully open my life to Him to fill me afresh in obedience to the command to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Having made this confession and these decisions of faith, I now receive God's promised rest for this day. Having sincerely attempted to do my part, I now assume the rest of faith that God will do His part. Therefore, I relax in the trust of faith, knowing that in the moment of temptation, trial, or need, the Lord will be there as my strength and sufficiency. Warfare Prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow in worship and praise before You. I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ as my protection. I surrender myself completely and unreservedly in every area of my life to You. I take a stand against all the workings of Satan that would hinder me in my prayer life. I address myself only to the true and living God and refuse any involvement of Satan in my prayer. Satan, I command you and all your demons, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to leave my presence. I bring the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ between us. Heavenly Father, I worship you and give you praise. I recognize that you are worthy to receive all glory and honor and praise. I renew my allegiance to you and pray that the blessed Holy Spirit would enable me in this time of prayer. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, that you have loved me from past eternity and that you sent the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to die as my substitute. I am thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ came as my representative, and through him you have completely forgiven me. You have adopted me into your family. You have assumed all responsibility for me. You have given me eternal life. You have given me the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, so I am now justified. I am thankful that in Him you have made me complete and that you have offered yourself to me to be my daily help and strength. Heavenly Father, open my eyes that I might see how great you are and how complete your provision is for this day. I am thankful that the victory the Lord Jesus Christ won for me on the cross and in His resurrection has been given to me, and that I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenlies. I take my place with Him in the heavenlies and recognize by faith that all wicked spirits and Satan himself are under my feet. I declare, therefore, that Satan and his wicked spirits are subject to me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am thankful for the armor you have provided. I put on the girdle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, and the helmet of salvation. I lift up the shield of faith against all the fiery darts of the enemy, and I take in my hand the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. I choose to use your Word against all the forces of evil in my life. I put on this armor and live and pray in complete dependence upon you, blessed Holy Spirit. I am grateful, Heavenly Father, that the Lord Jesus Christ spoiled all principalities and powers and made a show of them openly and triumphed over them in Himself. I claim all that victory for my life today. I reject all the insinuations and accusations and the temptations of Satan. I affirm that the Word of God is true, and I choose to live today in the light of God's Word. I choose, Heavenly Father, to live in obedience to You and in fellowship with You. Open my eyes and show me the areas of my life that do not please You. Work in me to cleanse me from all ground that would give Satan a foothold against me. I do in every way stand into all that it means to be your adopted child, and I welcome all the ministry of the Holy Spirit. By faith and in dependence upon you, I put off the old man and chose to receive all the victory of the crucifixion, where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from the old nature. I put on the new man and choose to receive all the victory of the resurrection and the provision He has made for me to live above sin. Therefore, today I put off the old nature with its selfishness, and I put on the new nature with its love. I put off the old nature with its weakness, and I put on the new nature with its strength. I put off the old nature with all its deceitful lusts, and I put on the new nature with its righteousness, purity, and honesty. In every way I receive by faith the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all the principalities and powers were made subject to Him. I take my place in Christ as victorious with Him over all the enemies of my soul. Blessed Holy Spirit, I pray that You would fill me with Yourself. Come into my life with all Your gifts, break down every idol and cast out every foe. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression of Your will for my daily life as You have shown me in Your Word. I therefore claim all the will of God for today. I am thankful that You have blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am thankful that You have begotten me unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I am thankful that You have made a provision so that today I can live filled with the Spirit of God with love and joy and peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in my life. I recognize that this is Your will for me, and I therefore reject and resist all the endeavors of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob me of the will of God. I refuse in this day to believe my feelings, and I hold up the shield of faith against all the accusations and distortions and insinuations that Satan would put into my mind. I claim the fullness of the will of God for my life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I completely surrender myself to You, Heavenly Father, as a living sacrifice. I choose not to be conformed to this world. I choose to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, and I pray that You would show me Your will and enable me to walk in all the fullness of Your will today. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring every thought into obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, in my own life today, I tear down the strongholds of Satan against my mind, and I surrender my mind to You, blessed Holy Spirit. I affirm, Heavenly Father, that You have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I break and smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my emotions today, and I give my emotions to You. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my will today. I give my will to You and choose to make the right decisions of faith. I smash the strongholds of Satan formed against my body today. I give my body to You, recognizing that I am Your temple. I rejoice in Your mercy and goodness. Heavenly Father, I pray that now and through this day You would strengthen and enlighten me. Show me the way Satan is hindering and tempting and lying and distorting the truth in my life. Enable me to be the kind of person that would please You. Enable me to be aggressive in prayer and faith. Enable me to be aggressive mentally, to think about and practice Your word, and to give You Your rightful place in my life. Again, I cover myself with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray that You, blessed Holy Spirit, would bring all the work of the crucifixion, all the work of the resurrection, all the work of the ascension, and all the work of Pentecost into my life today. I surrender myself to You. I refuse to be discouraged. You are the God of all hope. You have proven Your power by resurrecting Jesus Christ from the dead, and I claim in every way this victory over all satanic forces in my life. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. In the name and authority of Jesus Christ, amen.